Via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is telling Americans that democracy prevailed and now it's time to unite to heal. On Monday evening, Biden, for the first time, bluntly condemned attempts by President Donald Trump and his allies to overturn the result, calling it an unprecedented assault on our democracy. Whether Biden's message of unity will have any effect remains to be seen. Biden is preparing to be sworn in as the 46th U.S. president on January the 20th. Russian President Vladimir Putin has congratulated Joe Biden on winning the November U.S. presidential election. The Kremlin said Tuesday that Putin wished Biden every success and expressed confidence that the United States and Russia can solve the many problems challenging the world. Putin added he is ready to interact and contact with Biden. For details on more news, please join us at our website, BOANews.com, or the BOA mobile app. Via remote, this is BOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is stepping down from his post next week after meeting with President Trump at the White House on Monday. Trump tweeted that Barr will be leaving just before Christmas to spend the holidays with his family. Barr was a staunch ally of Trump, but angered the president by stating there was no widespread fraud that would change the outcome of the November election. Trump has repeatedly disputed the results while making fraud claims. Trump says Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become acting Attorney General. The U.S. coronavirus vaccination campaign is underway. Healthcare workers were among the first to receive the vaccines on Monday. A U.S. government spokeswoman said pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and partners delivered the frozen vials to 141 locations on the first day of the rollout. Healthcare facilities in American Samoa, the North Mariana Islands, and Guam are still awaiting supplies. A bipartisan group, that is unveiling a proposal for COVID-19 relief as Congress searches for a final agreement. The proposal includes billions of dollars for businesses, the unemployed, and for schools, along with money for vaccine distribution. It also includes $160 billion for state and local governments and provisions shielding businesses from lawsuits related to the virus. But the pathway forward is unclear as congressional leaders and the Trump administration officials are trying to negotiate a final solution to virus relief and government funding, possibly by targeted deadline of midnight Friday, to deliver a completed package to President Trump. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa announced the closure of many of the country's beaches to fight a resurgence of COVID-19 infections heading into the Christmas holiday. South Africa's leader said the government wants to contain the virus without imposing restrictions that may hurt the economy. And Afghan officials say a bombing and a shooting attack separately in the Afghan capital of Kabul killed at least three people, including a deputy provincial governor. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the separate attacks. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.